1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning, Southwest Michigan. Happy Friday. We are finally to the end of our work week. Much needed, too. There's so much going on today. It's going to be a busy weekend. We've been talking about, Taco and Tequila Festival that's going down tomorrow. I'm going to be judging that. And that's going to be a lot of fun, too. I'm literally going to have to use like an eyedropper for the tequila. Like, I'm going to bring an eyedropper with me. 2 drips, okay, per test, because it can't be like Tots and Taps, because I almost got myself into some trouble. I was not pacing myself. The Tots to Taps ratio was very low. So I'm looking forward to that event tomorrow. And, of course, all of our festivities that we get into later on this morning, but I want to hit on this really important. This is your final day to assault the vault for $1,000. We did $10,000 Thursday yesterday, and it is your final day to get in on some money. But again, don't forget about all the other stuff that we've got going on tonight. Jen Austin is going to be giving you $100 in Michigan Lottery scratch off tickets. So make sure you listen to that first song of the Rocker Ride Home at 5, and make sure you've been keeping track of all of the first songs that play on the Rocker Ride Home. You're going to need to know them if you want to win that $100 in Michigan Lottery scratch-off tickets, and make sure to hang out with us right after the beginning of every hour for those code numbers to assault the vault for $1,000. Big money could be yours today on 107.7 RKR. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. There is so much good weather ahead of us that anytime I hear about a string of bad weather, I'm like, well, you know what? It could be worse, right? The S word is behind us, or is it? I just saw a video from the Weather Channel that said that there's a very unique weather pattern that's heading our way. And I talk about it on the 107.7 RKR app, and it's called an Omega Block weather pattern. It's because the weather pattern that takes shape is similar to the Greek alphabetical letter Omega, and it is carrying snow with it. So if you open up the 107.7 RKR app, you can find out how Michigan's going to be affected by this. And to be honest with you, this thing is really weird. Like the weather pattern in general is strange, because it almost has like a reverse weather pattern because of its shape. So it's really strange. It is carrying snow with it. You can find out how Michigan will be affected all on the 107.7 RKR app. It's funny that it's called an Omega pattern, because if I see any more snow until December, it's going to be the end of my soul. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Released on this day in 1978 was the second studio album from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, You're Gonna Get It. It was originally titled Terminal Romance, and it's a pretty solid album. It peaked at number 23 on the Billboard charts and features the hits I Need to Know and Listen to Her Heart. It's a solid Tom Petty album. I definitely suggest you pick it up and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 107.7 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. There's some issues going on with a lot of food out there, a lot of recalls. You got to keep an eye on. Make sure that you don't get sick. It is crucial. Take it from me. I ignored it once, and I thought I was just going to be okay. I was not. I immediately got sick. So anytime there's a recall or anything that's like messed up about food, just take it seriously. Trust me, okay? The newest one is a salsa that was sold here in Michigan, and you want to make sure you want to check the 107.7 RKR app to find out which one this is, because you're going to want to watch out for the foreign objects that apparently are in this salsa. They're saying that there's wood. Now, normally you get like recalls for things like salmonella and listeria, but not normally foreign objects. But yeah, apparently apparently it's been recalled because there's small wood particles in this salsa. So that is not good. We've been hearing more about like rocks and other crap being in our food. Now there's wood. We've normalized crap being in our food ever since Michelangelo dropped that pizza slice into the sleepy medicine in Ninja Turtles 2. Only my fellow nerds will understand what I'm talking about, right? 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Make sure to hang out with me starting Monday. We're going to be doing something on target. You're going to be listening for the safe song of the morning. During the Rocker Morning Show, we got the full list available of songs that you're going to be listening for on the 107.7 RKR app. You click that on target button. Of course, on target is locally owned and veteran owned for over 45 years here in Kalamazoo with gunsmithing and focusing on safety as well. So that's why we're playing the safe song of the day. And when you hear that song, just be caller number 7 and you will win a $25 gift certificate to on target in Kalamazoo that all begins Monday. And again, your first safe song of the day is up there on the on target button on the 107.7 RKR app. Check it out. Make sure to hang out with me Monday morning and you'll win a $25 gift certificate to on target. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. It is officially time to start the weekend and we are joined once again by Zoe Turner from BC Pizza. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice Bucky's hat.
Thank you. Went to Nashville last weekend.
I know. How was that?
It was fun. I got to ride an electric scooter. I biffed it. My knees hurt so bad right now. It's been a week.
That's ruthless. Well, I know we were going pretty hard last week on first beer because you were getting ready for that road trip. Luckily, you didn't have to drive. So
yeah, so I had 3 beers.
Yes. Yeah. Beautiful. So it was a good trip overall?
Yeah, it was a really good trip.
Awesome. So tell me about what's happening this week at BC Pizza because you guys announced a new May winner.
Yeah, so the pizza of the month winner is our good buddy Clay, and his pizza was a crab rangoon pizza.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This thing looks so good. Actually, I got a shout out. One of our friends who works at BC brought in a couple of pies this morning.
Yeah, shout out to Mandy.
Yeah. Go Mandy. Oh, my gosh. Mandy and Fluff came in big time this morning. It's the, if you know, you know, rangoon pie cream cheese mayo, sour cream, imitation crab. That's the base of this bad boy.
So there actually isn't sour cream in, or cream cheese really in it. There's sour cream and mayo. So he gave me full autonomy to make this base.
Really?
Yeah. And so I don't want to pat myself too much on the back, but I think I knocked it out of the park.
It's killer. Yeah, it's got the mozzarella and parm, minced garlic, green onion, crispy crushed wontons, and sweet chili sauce. Absolutely delicious.
Oh my gosh. It's amazing.
It really is. Especially when you've been awake for 7 hours and are very hungry at 9 in the morning. No, it's such a good pizza. You guys should definitely come out and try it. You guys are back open 7 days a week now.
Yes.
Which is great news.
We are open Mondays again and Sundays. Sundays from 3 to 8 and Mondays from 11 to 8.
Beautiful. Well, we are joined up once again with you guys to do Workplace of the Week, and we pick a new workplace every week who supports the Rocker, supports local business, and we want to give back to you by throwing you guys a pizza party. So, Zoe, let's hit them with the new Workplace of the Week winner.
The winner is Adam Beeline from Lounsbury Excavating in Pawpaw.
Yay, congratulations, everybody over there. For getting in on Workplace of the Week. And again, if you want to get your workplace signed up, you click that button on the 107.7 RKR app and at WRKR.com. It's super easy. We're going to announce a new Workplace of the Week winner every Friday, just like that. Zoe, you're going to stick around and drink some beers.
Oh, yes, I am.
Because that wasn't a question. That was a statement. So let's turn this up.
Yeah.
And Jake, oh, here's Jake. Okay, bye.
I would like to take this opportunity to express my fondness for a beer.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. It's Friday.
It's time to crack the first beer of the weekend with the Rocker Morning Show and Presidential Brewing Company.
On 107.7 RKR.
The Rocker.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! It is time, once again, to crack this first crucial beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company. What is going on, Jake?
Oh, man, it's good to be back in here. I missed y'all last week when I was driving 10 hours to Nebraska, but I'm not doing that today. Now I'm here ready to drink some beer with y'all.
That is beautiful. Well, we're glad to have you back. And where were you at there? Were you going to a ball game or something?
No, I was, my aunt turned 70 years old, and I have a whole lot of family in Nebraska. We kind of grew up with this family as much as any of them, so Had to go out and celebrate and bring some presidential beer out to Nebraska too, because they deserve some love as well.
Smart, yeah, they need it. They don't have one of those out there.
No. We don't have the Lincoln location yet. Maybe someday.
Awesome. Well, glad to have you back. And what are we cracking into today?
Hey, we brought Aaron Burr Cerveza.
Oh my gosh!
Which is a Mexican lager that we love to release with the to coincide with the opening of our beer garden opening season, and that happens today. Today is that day.
Awesome.
Beer garden opening. We've got concerts coming back for the first time tonight, and I'm super, super stinking excited about it. But first, let's talk about this beer.
Yes.
This is a Mexican lager. This is, before I was really into craft beer, this was my favorite style of beer.
Okay.
I used to love drinking Dos Equis. And then I met Kaylee, and she's like, you uneducated swine. This is what beer tastes like. And then showed me some other things, and really the rest kind of went from there. But Mexican lager is still one of my favorite styles. I love this kind of beer. And this one has kind of a hint of lime in it. This style traditionally has some corn in it as well. And then the yeast is kind of one of the things that really makes this one tick. So cheers to you
guys.
Cheers,
yeah. Let's clink it up.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like Mexican lager before 10 a.m.
No joke. Wow, that is a really good finish on that.
I love this style so much. What's nice about it is it's pretty low ABV, so it's a pretty crushable beer. You can kind of sit and just drink this for a long, long time.
Easily.
So it's a great concert series beer. This is one of the reasons we like to hold it for the release this time of year.
Yeah.
With all the music coming up, man, this is the beer that you want to sit at a concert for 3 hours with and keep slamming.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you mentioned there was like corn in it. Is that what kind of gives it that unique flavor?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's definitely one of the signature characteristics of this beer. And we've got a couple of different beers that have corn involved. This one and our Calvin Creamage both are traditionally include corn.
Man.
Which is kind of fun.
This goes down so easy.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a very dangerous beer. So this one is going to be half off your first pour tonight, right?
Half off your first pour tonight. And when you come out tonight, you're gonna need to stick around. We've got some really awesome live music that starts tonight. This is the opening of our Beer Garden concert series. Tonight we've got AJ Laporte. He's out of Vicksburg. He's kind of got like that country rock, southern rock swagger. Yeah. That's his vibe. He's a ton of fun. Love watching him do his thing. And then tomorrow night, we've got the All-Nighters coming in, and we've not had them. This will be their first time at our stage. Really excited about them. They're a classic rock cover band. So all you WRKR people out there, you're going to love listening to this band. So get out to Presidential this weekend and make sure you give these guys a listen, because they're just amazing music. We got new stage lights, all sorts of haze machines, Sick. The whole thing. It's going to be fun.
That's awesome. Another thing I wanted to point out, too, is we went back a couple weeks ago and we saw that we now have officially a date for the party.
Heck yeah, we do. It's going to be May 17th. We're going to have the West Side Best Side Party, because Presidential Brewing Company was voted the number one brewery in the state by y'all on Facebook, which means somebody's buying your first beer, which means we're going to actually offer a whole customer appreciation day discount with 10% off your food stackable for everybody in the Electoral College. We're going to do free mini golf. We got a DJ coming out. You guys are going to come hang out for a little bit. We're going to have an awesome day, May 17th at 1 p.m.
Beautiful. And again, all the info is up there on their Facebook page as well. So this is going to be a fun event, and we're also looking forward to this weekend, and glad you guys are back with the shows, man.
Oh, I've missed it. I'm so ready.
Beautiful. Well, if you guys want to get in, we'll give you a $20 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company. And all you need to do is give us a call right now, 978-1077, caller number 7. You're going to get your hands on that gift certificate to Presidential, and you're going to be able to enjoy some delicious beers, including the cerveza, which is muy bueno. 978-1077, caller 7. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Yeah. Gracias, Jake. Grassy ass.